this sabotage, business of sabotage and so, it's in line with people who think that what NDC is doing is sabotaging government. If you believe that e-levy is not good, and you have any way of making sure it doesn't get passed, and you implement that, you are not sabotaging anybody. Right. You are working in the interest of the country. I haven't engaged her, so I don't know.
Do you? Are you friends with her?
Oh, no.
Not really, no. Right.
I haven't engaged her, so I don't know what her intentions are. Mm. If her intentions are to make sure that e-levy doesn't pass, then I support what he's doing, because e-levy is not a good thing for the country. But if it is for something else, then we must judge her by the objectives she's trying to seek and the reasons why she's seeking those objectives. But since I have not engaged her, I would not want to be judgmental in what is happening. But the response from her party is not the best. I think that the party should have a nicer way of dealing with that situation, because you see, the whole business of trying to use the game of numbers in this parliament to still get what they want, that is the problem that this government is facing. Mm. And the earlier they pull the wool out of their faces, the better it will be for them. You cannot win the game of numbers in this situation. So Israel, since 1945, mm-hmm. has been operating a coalition government. Mm-hmm. Israel has not collapsed. Yeah. They have been moving. It depends on the attitude of the person who holds power. Okay? Germany and many other countries have been doing it. So if you are faced with a situation where the objective reality suggests that you must operate like a coalition government, you learn the tools and use them. You don't just go and still keep dreaming that I can get what I want when I was controlling parliament. It is simply not possible and not feasible. So the problem is with the attitude of the government and its functionaries. The earlier they learned that the situation has changed, the better it will be for all of us.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because now, this game of numbers, they think that they can win it through a very expensive exercise. One, try to force some of our MPs out of parliament and take their seat. They've tried this now with this Asin, whatever MP. Mm. It hasn't solved any problem. The matter is in court. And now you have one of your MPs struck down by stroke. So he is in intensive care. So even if this Asin MP is kicked out, you are back to square one. You understand? Again, you tried the reason why they are descending heavily on Adjoasafo. It's again about this game of numbers. Okay? You are pushing to remove Adjoasafo. Unknown to you, that same law has caught two other MPP MPs.
Who had also been absent.
Are you prepared to sacrifice three of them? And how sure are you that you are going to win all three by elections? Mm.